From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The suspected gunman in the shooting rampage at Fort Hood, Texas, has been talking with medical personnel at the hospital where he's being treated. The attack at Fort Hood last week left 13 people dead. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has more.
Major Nidal Malik Hassan is the only suspect in last week's shooting spree. He's at an Army hospital in San Antonio, Texas, recovering from gunshot wounds. He was shot in the torso four times by civilian police trying to end the rampage. Investigators are still searching for a motive and have been hoping to interview Major Hassan to understand why he allegedly shot fellow soldiers. The FBI's been focused on trying to figure out if Hassan acted with others. Investigators think he acted alone. What is unclear is why. There are two competing theories. The first is that the attack was related to some sort of Muslim extremism on Hassan's part. The second is that he buckled under pressure ahead of his impending deployment. Talking to him could clear all that up. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
A rare November tropical storm is approaching the northern Gulf Coast. Beach towns already are feeling the storm's impact. NPR's Debbie Elliott has more.
Wind and rain picked up throughout the day as Tropical Storm Ida moved north in the Gulf of Mexico, churning up waves and pushing water over piers and into some roadways. Forecasters say the late-season system could produce a 3 to 5 foot storm surge and tropical storm force winds as it comes ashore overnight. Ida weakened and spread out as it moved over the cooler waters in the northern Gulf. The storm's heavy rains could cause coastal flooding from East Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Rough waters have curtailed some of the region's industry, including shipping and oil and gas production. The U.S. Coast Guard closed ports in Mississippi, Alabama, and northwest Florida. River traffic was shut down from New Orleans to the Gulf of Mexico. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.
A man in jail awaiting trial for the murder of a Kansas doctor who provided abortions has now confessed to the crime. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
In an interview from jail, 51-year-old Scott Roeder says he killed Dr. George Tiller in Wichita to protect unborn children. Roeder told the Associated Press he plans to use a defense of justifiable homicide in his upcoming trial. And he said, quote, "Because of the fact preborn children's lives were in imminent danger, this was the action I chose," unquote. Roeder reportedly said he has no regrets. He's charged with first-degree murder and aggravated assault in connection with the shooting. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 203 points to close at 10,226. The Nasdaq rose 41 points. This is NPR News. South Korean military officers say Navy ships from the north and south have exchanged shots along the disputed western sea border. One officer said there was no South Korean casualties. Another said that the north ship was seriously damaged and turned back. The sea border has been in dispute since the 1950-53 Civil War. Brazil has identified a list of 222 U.S. products that could be hit with import duties. The move comes after the World Trade Organization cleared the way for punitive duties after Brazil complained about U.S. subsidies on cotton. Richard Reynolds reports from Buenos Aires.
The products include such things as soft drinks and liquor, hygiene products, medicines, and electronics. The total value of these imports is about $2.7 billion a year. The WTO said that U.S. subsidies on the production and export of cotton were unfair. It also gave Brazil the go-ahead after a formal complaint to impose these countervailing duties to be imposed on U.S. products as they enter Brazil. After a few weeks of public consultation, a number of items will be selected from the list, with duties totaling almost $1 billion. The executive secretary of Brazil's Chamber of Commerce, Laitha Spindola, said going after U.S. service firms is also an option. She added that Brazil was willing to talk, but only if the U.S. backed down on its cotton subsidies. For NPR News, I'm Richard Reynolds in Buenos Aires.
Convicted sniper John Allen Muhammad is scheduled to die by lethal injection on Tuesday. Muhammad was convicted of gunning down Dean Harold Myers at a Virginia gas station during a three-week shooting spree across Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. in 2002. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.